Krishna consciousness is not simply just say, well, come to the temple, do some practice, but you know, you have to also have, you know, some at least basic and fundamental knowledge about why I'm doing it, why I'm practicing Krishna consciousness. So if this is done, then there is no need of saying, why should I say twice to a person, to a very intelligent, sincere person, one time hearing is sufficient. You say, follow four regulatory principles. So why one has to say again and again? Once is enough, right? Because if you don't practice the regulatory principles, then you're not going to be successful in your life's mission. So that's it, period. So this is the axiom. And so the sincere souls take it very seriously, and then it goes on. That is why I have to say that you have to come to the Mangalarti. You have to come, you know, to class. Once is enough. Then once you're convinced, then it is very easy, therefore, for the sincere souls, that by using that the freedom, the free will to practice, to engage in that activity, then it becomes a lot easier. But therefore, ultimately, also it is also, you know, dependent. Krishna consciousness is dependent on the sincerity of his individual person. But it is easier that if one can understand, and it is a foundational, the basic principles of Krishna consciousness, especially in places like Hawaii. You know, here you have so much subterranean heavenly planet. You know, it is maybe one of the planets is this Hawaii. You know, because of the, you know, the natural arrangement of the people. Sometimes, you know, may be carried away temporarily by the opulences of material manifestation. And therefore, it seems that it requires here more commitment on the part of its individuals. But otherwise, if one is not very strong, then the chances are that, you know, the external energy of the Lord is quite powerful. So that way, you know, people may be influenced easily. So therefore, in order to remain strong, so we have to always get together and do things together in Krishna consciousness. Because individually, may not be very strong, but when you get together, in the form of sankirtan, chanting together, always. Together, so therefore, this will give us strength and give us enthusiasm in order to fight against Maya. Now, this is a in this way one can go on Krishna consciousness much more rather easily. Otherwise, if one goes here and there alone, it may not be very easy. This one is a very great advanced soul, and therefore it is very important on the part of this one of us that in order to carry on Srila Prabhupada's mission, in order to serve his mission, then we have always to keep in mind that the strength and commitment of this one of us is very, very vital, very, very vital. When you remain strong, and when everything is going to, whatever comes around you, it also will make others strong. But if someone is weak, like in the temple, if someone is weak, and then, you know, that will infect others also. Then others also will be weak. So in order to save from that difficulty, we have to at least try to remain strong in our Krishna consciousness. But how to remain strong in Krishna consciousness? So one can remain strong by following the instructions of Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, and also in trying to help his mission in whatever capacity that one can participate and following the regulatory principles very strictly, and also doing our regular sadhana, is a chanting of the specific number of rounds prescribed, the 16 rounds prescribed. So in this way, one can remain strong in Krishna consciousness and one will make progress in steadily. So therefore, in connection to the instruction by Narada Muni to Maharaj Yudhisthira how to be free from all the anxieties, from all the difficulties, all these the material attachments, in order to be free from all these things. So Narada Muni is instructing Yudhisthira Maharaj these are all according to the laws of nature, and these arrangements is already there, but one has to depend on the mercy of the Lord. These are all the Lord's arrangements. So one should not be overwhelmed if they, let's say, like in this case, Dhritarashtra, when he left the palace along with Mother Gandhari, you should not worry about pain on the mercy of the Lord. These are all the Lord's arrangements. The Lord brings all of us together, and also the Lord takes away all of us one by one. It's only for the benefit of this one of us. So in this way, Narada Muni was pacifying Yudhisthira Maharaj. Any questions? Yes, Bhrigu Muni? Little sin means mostly this is spoken in the Western theology, in the Western culture. Of course, sin means something you do, something wrong, something against the laws of nature, against the will of the Lord. If you do something against the principles of religiosity, that can be regarded as sinful. And it is also true that the very fact that we have all come to this material world is that due to our sinful activity. Means we try to behave unnaturally. We try to become the master, although our position is a servant. So that unnatural situation is the influence of the modes of material nature. But in Krishna consciousness, say you take also, this is also a gift of God, Krishna, this material body. So when you realize that this is actually a gift of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and you realize that, so this body is, the function of this body is to be engaged in the service of the Lord. And once, as soon as you realize that your sinful activity is finished. In other words, that you become transcendentally situated. But let's say the body, is it the body of a Vaishnava, therefore worship. In other words, if one is not able to understand that, by the mercy of the Lord, we have got this body, and this body has to be utilized in the service of the Lord. If one doesn't get the facility to understand that, then he will always be entangled. in the cycles of birth and death. Therefore, the, you can say that simple activities will continue unless one has the association of a saintly person, sadhus. So saintly persons and the sadhus. So therefore, like Narada Muni, so by association, giving association, Narada Muni to all the living entities, he enlightens, he removes all the sinful activities. So similarly, when you see a Vaishnava walking on the street, then he said all your sinful activities is washed away. Therefore, the Vaishnava is always auspicious. Therefore, when a sannyasi walks, sometimes we bow down. Because, and that way, it is auspicious. It is a good fortune to see sannyasi walking on the street. It's like, imagine a sannyasi walking on the streets of in Hawaii, in this far off place. So, when Prabhupada came from Bhubaneswar in 1977, after laying the foundation stone, Hare Krishna, Dr. Somani. Welcome to the temple. This is called a new Navadip Dham, Panchatattva. Yeah, Maharaj, yeah. Yeah. So when I came back with Prabhupada from Bhubaneswar after laying the foundation stone, and that was in January 1977, February. So Prabhupada walked, in this, there's a place in Calcutta called Victoria Memorial Park. That's Victoria Memorial Hall, very, very big structure in the park of Calcutta. So we were walking early in the morning, around 6 o'clock. So we are about 7-8 people walking in Prabhupada, following Prabhupada. Then there was one very old Bengali scholar came almost running, rushing. Came from a distance, just seeing that Prabhupada was walking along with his disciples. So he came just running toward Prabhupada, and when he reached Prabhupada, he touched his feet and then stopped. And he was chanting a long sloka from the scriptures in this version. So the summary of that, the meaning of that chanting was that by seeing a sadhu, a saintly person, even for a moment, for a second, then your life's mission is fulfilled. So he was chanting that to Prabhupada, this very nice, educated, elderly person in Bengal. And so he was glorifying Prabhupada. He didn't know Prabhupada, but just by seeing his quality. So in this way, you can see that whenever Prabhupada walked, especially in India, many great personalities will come and glorify, and they feel very, very fortunate to be able to see sadhu once at least in their lifetime. So in this way, our mission, Krishna consciousness mission, is that by conducting Sankirtan. I heard that you are going to do Sankirtan in Waikiki Beach tomorrow on Saturday. Is it Saturday is the regular? I was told. So in this way, because here in Hawaii, many, many people come from different parts of the planet, and especially in the night, many, many people come. So by distributing this Harinam Mahamantra, and many people will be benefited. At least in their next life, they will be born as a human being by seeing the devotees, also by hearing this Mahamantra vibration. Some will be liberated immediately, but at least those who are able to get the facility to hear, they will be, this is guaranteed that they will be born as human beings in their next life and begin devotional life, devotional service. So in this way you are, this is a big investment for the well-being, for the welfare of mankind. Unknowingly. So this is a good service. So therefore here Narada Muni, and is traveling, whenever he travels from planet to planet and distributing the message of this Krishna consciousness. So this is our mission. So in this centennial year of Prabhupada, why we give so much importance, actually every day is important for us, but especially, you know, this is a historic event, this is a major event of reminding all of us how we should utilize our time in the glorification of the saintly personality like His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So by doing that, then you distribute message of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the all the living entities. So therefore we have to make extra effort, extra hard work. So that way Prabhupada will be very pleased, and the whole world will be benefited, begin to appreciate. In fact, many, many people begin to appreciate about Srila Prabhupada. And now, time is also, we have very crucial junction. The whole world is, at least, the whole world is preparing for this, transition up from one century to the other, from the 20th century to the 21st century. So everywhere, people are making big plans, like conferences and festivals. And even I was told in Rome, they're going to observe a very, very big festival in Rome, some major event in Rome, in Italy. This is for this transition period from 20th century to the 21st century. And ours is right on. Ours, Prabhupada's centennial, this can continue from 1996 already started. So 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 5 years. In India we have 5-year plan. So in this way, it's a major events are coming for Prabhupada in the form of Prabhupada centennial. And regarding in the front of the Congress that we are organizing, it requires a lot of preparation, but at least we are trying whatever effort that we can make in order to glorify Prabhupada. But at least when I meet people, especially some people that who met Prabhupada, and by remembering that the Prabhupada's event and the response, very, very inspiring. Very inspiring. It's like when I met this Professor Penford the other day at the University of California, Irvine, UCI. And so when I told him immediately that we are celebrating Prabhupada's centennial event in the form of a Congress, this is Science and Religion, and I came to invite you because you met Prabhupada, and then he immediately remembered that, oh yes, that day is Mahaprasad. This is after 23 years. He met in 1973. I took him from the physics department to Los Angeles in 1973, about 1996. He met only once. And he took only one time prasadam in Los Angeles. And he remembered that prasadam. He was specifically remembering the eggplant preparation in the Los Angeles. So he said, he was just so good. He said, I can never forget that prasadam. So he was remembering, and I was very impressed when he was, you know, this is a scientist, not an ordinary person. He's regarded as now a big scientist today. And so I requested him, please come. This is going to be a major event. So most likely he's coming. He didn't make a commitment yet, but he has to check his schedule. But he expressed great enthusiasm and the willingness to come. And so that way, you know, remembering that day what Prabhupada, you know, Hubert, you know, touched by Prabhupada and association, even one day, a few hours, that was only a few hours, and but he was able to still remember that Prabhupada's wonderful qualities. So I was very impressed. So in this way, the Congress preparation is a progressing. Progression, and everything is ready in Calcutta. I have rented the hall, and the Calcutta subcommittee is preparing in a big scale. They're having meetings without me also. Now they're doing themselves because I have been about 30, 40 people, and now they can go on their own about this plan for the preparation of this Congress, because I have made these different subcommittees of hospitality, publicity, and cultural, and all these programs, but headed by very, very important people in Calcutta. So that way, they are extremely enthusiastic. And, so this is scheduled from January 9 to 12 next year, from Thursday to Sunday, for 4 days. I was planning to do it for 1 week, but because of the expenses, and I condensed it into 4 days. Still, it's quite expensive. It's much more than what I got. So therefore, we have to even raise a significant amount also from many friends. So in this way, that part is going on. And like in India, we have this opening up important temples during the Kartik season, around November this year, and so these are coming shortly, one after another, like in November, then December, and January, our season, January, the beginning of January, so it's not actually very far, and so if anybody is here, who may like to attend the Congress. Actually, I wanted to invite some from Hawaii. I had it in this West Center, some scholars. I'd like to make some telephone call today and try to invite some scholars to attend this Congress. And also, in the form of volunteers, if anybody is coming at the time, this is after Prabhupada's Marathon. Prabhupada's Marathon in December. So after that, definitely, I think many devotees probably will be planning to come to India. So I'll come a little earlier and then help this Congress for about 10 days, volunteers, because I'll be needing 500 volunteers to host about 4,000 scholars and scientists every day for prasadam. This is a Nazrul Manj, is a very nice hall in Dhakuria Lake in the South Calcutta. It's called Lake Gardens. And that is a beautiful garden, so you're going to feed them about 4,000 people every day with various kinds of mahaprasadam. That's to the scientists, to the Nobel laureates, to the theologians, Dalai Lama, and all the important scholars coming from around the world. We want to host them, and in order to do that, we need around 500 volunteers to host them very properly. And so I'm requesting that if anybody is coming around the time, please make a plan so that to come to the Congress and help as a volunteer. This will be a very important function. And after that, Mayapur Festival is coming. after the Congress, then many festivals are coming. Vrindavan Festival, Manaka Festival, Rath Yatra in Bombay, in Delhi, in Bangalore, in many cities in India. So in this way, one can fully participate in this centennial projects. So we should wind here and so Bharas, you have any message for the conference? Is fixed from January 9 to 12. It was planned 6 to 12, but I have condensed it to 4 days. It became very expensive, the budget. When the budget was done, it became too expensive, so yeah, in Calcutta, I'm thinking of raising some, getting some permission from the higher authorities. And so we'd like to invite a few scholars from Japan. So if you have any friend, maybe you can give me a also from Malaysia, from Singapore, from these northeast or this areas. Yeah, we want to invite at least one scholar from each 100 countries. So Dr. Somani, this is our Maharaj, Kapichandra Maharaj. Kapichandra Maharaj is in charge of any section like Japan, you know, in this Hawaii and our Dr. Somani is he works, and he takes care of many devotees, and including me. these are his nephews, and this is his good wife. Where are the children? The children have gone? Oh, I see, playing. But here for the weekend. He's coming for the first time in Hawaii. So you have to see our big banyan tree at the behind. This is a very, very nice banyan. Yeah. Here's the coconuts, mangoes. Yeah. So they can go and see some place tomorrow. The tulsi, tulsi grows very big here. Soil is very. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, jai New Navadvip Dham ki jai. Thank you very much.